Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Janelle. How may I help you?
Hi, Janelle. I have on my card things that are charged that I'm not familiar with. Can you tell me what it is?
All right. Well, we are a third-party call center. We do service more than 300 products. Do you mind giving me a zip code so I could try to look up an account for you?
Yes, 90056. And it
Thank
is
you
for accounts that I'm being charged from that I'm not familiar with.
How much is the charge?
$92.90 and $91.89, and I think $91.89 again, like
it's a monthly thing. Okay, can I get your first and last name, please?
Teresa is my first name, and Pitts, P as in Paul, I, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, S.
All right, I do thank you for that information as well. And for security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address for me?
5837 South La Brea Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90056.
Thank you for that. Do you mind giving me 1 second to look over your account for you?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I do see on March 31st you ordered our aloe vera face cream as well as the eye serum for $670 as well as $745 for the shipping and handling. It was a 14-day trial with both of those products, and if you didn't give us a call back to cancel within the 14-day trial period, you were billed the full retail amount for those products, and it was an auto ship program as well, and that's where those charges are coming from.
Okay, and I sure did call in and cancel that, so I should have been charged $6, I think it was.
I don't have a note on your account where you gave us a call and canceled, where you provided a cancellation number, because we are required to give you one if you did.
I don't know. That was so long ago. That's why I'm concerned. Where are these charges coming from?
Right, and I definitely understand. The products themselves are all natural, and they do help with reducing fine lines as well as wrinkles. As a courtesy, I can offer you a 35% discount on future orders if you wanted to continue with the product.
No, I would like to be the order canceled because I haven't received anything else, number one. And number two, I only received the first one, and then I canceled it, and I haven't received anything since. So I would like the credit back for the products, and that's two of them, because I'm built for two different things.
Yes, ma'am. It's not for a new shipment. It's for the first shipment you received. So, unfortunately, because we don't usually have a refund policy with these products, there's no way I would be able to issue you a credit or a refund. But as a courtesy, I can offer you a 50% discount on future orders if you wanted to continue.
I don't want any. I didn't want that, okay? And it was offered for $6, so I tried it, and it was nothing. So
yes, ma'am. And even if I offered a 75% discount to continue?
Would you just stop, please?
Are you declining that offer as well?
What I'd like is to get my money back that was stolen out of my account.
Well, it wasn't stolen, ma'am. It was in our terms and conditions that is what you were signing up for. But give me 1 second.
Listen to me for a moment, please. You said that it would have been for one product, which I called and canceled, and it was supposed to be free, and all I was supposed to do was pay the shipping back in March. Now, I was billed March, I was billed April, and I was billed May, and I haven't received anything. So those three cannot be for that one little bottle that was supposed to be $6 that I only paid shipping for.
Okay, so how it is on here, you made the purchases in March. Your first two charges were in April, and that was for the first shipment you received. You were charged again in May, and on here it's saying you received two shipments. You received the first two shipments for both products, And then in May, you received the eye serum, which is that charge you received as well. Unfortunately, like I stated before, I can't issue you a credit or a refund with that because it was in our terms and conditions, but I can go ahead and get your account canceled to prevent future charges as well as future shipments for you.
I appreciate that because I'm going to call my credit card company and tell them about the fraudulent charges.
Yes, ma'am. I definitely understand with that. And what we'll do with that is go ahead and provide them with your virtual signature stating you did agree to those terms and conditions. They will offer you a temporary refund back on both charges, but once they do process that investigation for that, they will see it was in the terms and conditions, and they will take those charges back. Now, as a courtesy, I can offer you a 35% refund back on that most recent charge, but we don't usually have a refund policy, like I stated before.
I haven't received anything but the one shipment the first time. That's the reason why I'm calling to find out what this is. I haven't received anything else whatsoever.
Okay, so let me see. It is saying it was delivered on here, but as a courtesy, I'll offer you a 50% refund back on that most recent charge.
Okay, again, I haven't received anything to pay 50% for. I'm an honest person. I could have called in and said, oh, I never got anything from you or whatever it is. I never charged that or called my credit card and done that. I'm an honest person, so I didn't do that. I haven't received anything else. I would accept the 50% off if I received it, and then I give it to somebody as a gift or something because it was nothing.
Okay, so I do understand. So what if I offered a 75% refund back on that? Because I can only go by what I see on here, and it is saying you accepted that. Now, if you don't accept the 75% refund, I'll have to speak with my manager with regards to anything else.
Okay. Whatever you can do to help me, again, had I received it, I would be willing to accept that. I have received nothing, and I was only supposed to be charged $6. I called in, and I canceled it. And yes, they gave me some number. I wrote it down. I requested them to email it to me. I never received an email. So
okay,
do you happen
to have the cancellation number?
No, I don't. I wrote it on a piece of scratch paper thinking that I wouldn't need it for any reason.
Okay, so are you declining the 75% refund back on that most recent charge as well?
What do I do? What would you do? Would you talk to the supervisor and try to get your full money back, or would you accept 75% of money that was taken from you for something you didn't receive?
Whatever you feel is necessary, ma'am. I wouldn't be able to tell you what you would be able to do.
I'll go by what you would do. What would you do?
Well, if they were telling me I received the order, I would probably contact my postal service because usually
you'd get pissed off and say, I haven't received a GD thing is what you'd do.
I wouldn't actually.
You know you didn't receive.
Yes, ma'am. So are you declining the 75%?
Why don't you see if your supervisor can get me a refund for the money? If not, I'll accept the 75%.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, so I did speak with my supervisor, and she did give me the authorization to go ahead and give you a full refund back for that most recent charge, for the one you claimed you did not receive. And that will take 3 to 5 business days for it to get back into your account. And do you mind verifying the email address that's on the account as well?
Sure. TeresaPetersOffice@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you for that. So you should have received a refund confirmation number for that full refund back of $91.89 for the eye serum. And it will take 3 to 5 business days, like I stated. And I also have a refund confirmation number for you as well whenever you're ready.
You're going to email it to me, right?
I'm not going to make any promises for the cancellation, but I know for the refund confirmation, you have received the email. It's saying that on my end for that.
Okay, I'll write it down for whatever.
Okay, just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
R as in rain, 19, B as in boy, 9, A as in apple, 0, D as in dog, 4, 0, 3.
Okay, and just for the record, I called in 3 to 5 minutes before I talked to you and talked to a guy, and he told me that I should call and report it as fraud because there's no account in my name, and I went over it with him, my name, 100 times and told him P as in Paul, and then gave him the zip code and said, could you use the last 4 of the credit card because it's on my card 3 or 4 times on my account. And he said, you need to call and basically report it as fraud. But I just kind of figured, you know, and I didn't want to cancel my card if it was something that I had ordered.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well, I'm not sure why he wasn't able to find it, because I definitely did. I did go ahead and get it canceled to prevent any future charges, as well as refunded you back that most recent charge as well.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a good night.
Okay.